Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Bert Folsom. Dr. Burton W. Folsom, Jr., and Anita Folsom are the co-authors of FDR Goes to War, and he's with us right now, the resident historian of our brain trust. Bert, thanks again for hanging out with us.
You're welcome, Jim.
What do you think, when what can people take away from all of the government? There's been a lot of government intrusion, in my opinion, in our lives. Not just in the last 3 years, in the last several years. We had, Sarbanes-Oxley was imposed on us, what was it, in 04? I think it was 03, 04. Right. It was a reaction, of a complete knee-jerk reaction, a complete knee-jerk overreaction to what happened with WorldCom and Enron. It did not prevent too big to fail. We've got the Dodd-Frank bill, which is the most perversely ironic title of a bill. The two of the people who are most involved in helping to create the problems we have actually have their name on the reform to fix it. I mean, talk about no shame, Bert. But we've got the Dodd-Frank bill, which I think is going to be detrimental to the people who didn't create the problem, independent community banks and therefore small business. I'm really worried about that. What do you think?
Well, yeah, the problem has been since back to Roosevelt, because Roosevelt was when we nationally began the first serious deviation away from the Constitution. And once you remove yourself from the Constitution as a basis for formulating policy, in other words, is it consistent with the powers that are allocated to the federal government, the Constitution? Once you move into having that we can do anything and cover any bill in any way we want, then you've moved into trying to believe that special interest groups can dictate public policy.
You feel that Roosevelt
will fail.
You feel that Roosevelt was the greatest assaulter of the Constitution.
Well, he was, and of course, you know, whether he was doing court packing or whether he was doing the National Recovery Act, which allowed businessmen to set prices and to put in jail people who would not sell their goods at those prices.
Hmm.
Now, what could be a bigger assault?
I agree. Well, and so now fast forward. How do you feel about the way President Obama is running his administration?
Well, I think it's a lot of the same way. And you talked earlier, we said that people are more educated today. In some ways, we're not, because consistently, President Obama and many of his supporters as well are able to say, when a bill comes down the path, and say a bill that says, let's reduce the loan rates for college students, if you oppose that, you're anti-education.
Right.
Immediately, you're anti-education.
But if you're for it, you're anti-contract.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the problem. If you're against the minimum wage, then you hate the poor.
Right, right.
And
when the opposite is true.
Yeah.
This is like why I say that we live in bizarro world, where opposites are the reality.
Well, there, if you hate the poor, then there's no debate. But that isn't why people oppose minimum wage.
Yeah.
They oppose it because it forces you to hire people who are not then able to earn and to give you value that offsets the wages you have to pay, and then you have to fire them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good for those people who are trying to get a step on the ladder of success.
Right.
It increases unemployment. It did that when Roosevelt first implemented
it right now, especially since businesses have technology options that can avoid minimum wage workers.
Well, there's nothing in the Constitution that ever allowed Congress to set the wages that you have to pay employees.
Well, and we're going to find out in June whether the government has a right to tell you and me to buy a product. Right?
Well, that's coming. See, all of these are interrelated. Once you move in one direction, you can then move in another direction. And if we don't stop it soon, we're going to get ourselves into a situation where we can't get out.
If the Supreme Court, do you think the Supreme Court decision about Obamacare is going to be a pivotal decision, a landmark decision?
I think it is, because if you can mandate that someone has to buy products,
right,
whether it's insurance or different kind, then I don't think there's any stopping.
Then you think the floodgate will be open. I also think that the 2012 is going to be a tipping point year for America with regard to what America thinks about itself going forward. What do you think?
I think so, too. Yeah. We had a similar year in 1980 because Carter was similar to Obama.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Bert, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. FDR Goes to War is the book, folks. You got to check that out. Thanks for being here, Bert. See you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.